The suspect in California's Golden State Killer case is scheduled to be in a Sacramento courtroom today. He's been charged with 12 murders. But so far, prosecutors haven't charged him with the nearly 50 rapes they say he also committed. They may have run out of time legally. Across the country, there are calls to review such statutes and possibly get rid of them altogether. Bob Moffitt with Capital Public Radio reports.
Prosecutors have as long as it takes to obtain a murder conviction, but not a rape conviction, depending on the state. In Oregon, Leanne Latrell DiLorenzo took up the cause of eliminating statutes of limitations for rape when she discovered her state's statute was 6 years.
It was shocking to me personally that there was an arbitrary deadline that the government had established in which they felt this particular timeline was when a woman had her opportunity to bring her case forward.
She runs the nonprofit VoteERA.org, which focuses on equal rights for women. The Oregon legislature doubled the number to 12 in 2015. 21 states and the District of Columbia limit the time prosecutors can bring charges in a rape case. Florida could also be included in that list. Florida has no time limit to prosecute if a weapon is used, but if a weapon isn't used, prosecutors have only 4 years to file charges. In Illinois, it's 10 years if the crime is reported immediately, but 3 years if it's not. Ohio, 25 years, but in Connecticut, Arkansas, and New Hampshire, it's 7 or less. Some states, like Washington, are considering changes. Although Democratic State Senator Jamie Peterson recently killed a bill that would have eliminated the statute of limitations, he says he's open to more time for rape cases, but not unlimited time. He says degradation of evidence is one problem.
A second problem is the perspective of the accused person may lose the ability to defend himself or herself over time.
But time also plays a role when it comes to rape victims coming forward after such a traumatic event. Chelsea Byers leads the national campaign to abolish statutes of limitations on rape and sexual assault.
The severity of the shame and stigma that is placed on the experience of the survivor cannot be understated.
She says the fear of reporting an attack to an authority figure or a family member can also be a significant barrier for many to overcome and often reignites trauma from the attack. Even when victims come forward, failure by law enforcement to process evidence can delay or even prevent justice. The Joyful Heart Foundation says more than 225,000 untested rape kits sit on law enforcement shelves in 30 states, with an unknown number in the other 20. Some agencies destroyed the kits when the statute of limitations ran out. That's prompted some changes. Some states have lifted the time restriction if DNA evidence was collected at the time of the attack. But even if every state changes its rules, the U.S. Supreme Court says they can't be applied to cases retroactively. In Sacramento, Joseph James D'Angelo is charged with 2 murders in the East Area Rapist case. Investigators believe he attacked at least 50 women in the 1970s and 80s. The statute of limitations then was 6 years. Steve Grippy is the chief deputy district attorney. He calls the likelihood of rape charges a long shot.
I would never say no way, but it's going to be tough to prosecute those cases.
Elizabeth Silva is one woman who hopes prosecutors succeed. She recently came forward to allege D'Angelo raped her in 1974. She supports removal of time limits.
If they catch these guys, regardless of how long it's been, we deserve justice. We've had to live with this.
According to the Department of Justice, 31% of sexual assault victims report the crime to law enforcement. For NPR News, I'm Bob Moffitt in Sacramento.